This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to James Hurt, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, John Patterson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is John, J-O-H-N, last name Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old male, height 5'10", weight 185 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 7th, 2023, period. The patient was a passenger in the front of a 2002 pickup with his seatbelt on, period. He was initially unconscious, and he woke up in the emergency room, period. He was rear-ended by a driver who apparently fell asleep and hit by a work utility van, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, and he hit his head on the vehicle, period. When he woke up, he had pain in his head, comma, neck, comma, both wrists, comma, and right shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he's still having pain in his right shoulder and both wrists, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a torn rotator cuff, period. He was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic, and medication, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a sharp pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The left wrist pain, he was told, was carpal tunnel syndrome, period. He was treated with surgery on September 12, 2024, comma, physical therapy, comma, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 10 hours per day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the hands and also with a needle-type sensation, period. New paragraph. His right wrist pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that it was carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Surgery is projected when he gets off blood thinners later this year, period. He was treated with physical therapy, medication, and chiropractic care, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a needle sensation, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the hand, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day. He was seen at Decatur County Emergency Room, taken by ambulance, period. He was treated and released after a CAT scan and medication, period. He was seen at major hospital family practice a few times and referred to a neurologist in Columbus. He had an EMG and nerve conduction studies and told that he had severe left and moderate right carpal tunnel disease, period. He saw orthopedics at major hospitals several times, period. They did surgery to his left wrist on September 11, 2024, period. He was followed up with physical therapy at major hospital as an outpatient, period. He is awaiting right wrist surgery in the future, period. He had chiropractic care and was also seen at a spine and neck clinic and treated several times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, lifting over 30 pounds, comma, lifting above his head with his right shoulder, comma, sex, comma, and using tools, period. New paragraph. Medications include the blood thinner Eliquis, comma, Plaquenil for SLE, comma, congestive heart failure medicine, comma, anemia medicine, comma, prednisone, comma, B12, comma, vitamin D, D as in dog, comma, albuterol, comma, Trilogy inhaler, comma, and medicine for sleep apnea, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for pulmonary embolus, comma, SLE, comma, CHF, comma, anemia, comma, COPD, comma, and sleep apnea, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals because of this injury, he had surgery on his wrist on or about September 12, 2024, period. He had a lung drained with a tube four times, comma, and a right knee meniscus removal, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his right shoulder in the past period. The patient never injured either wrist in the past period. The patient never had carpal tunnel syndrome, never had carpal tunnel symptoms until this injury period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident around the year 2000, but there was no injury or treatment period. There was a work injury 2009. When he overstretched his low back, he was treated once without permanency, period. The patient tore his right knee meniscus and had surgery in high school without permanency, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient was involved in construction and quit in 2020 due to SLE, period. No work was missed due to this injury, period. New paragraph, upon a review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Decatur County Memorial Hospital Emergency Room, December 7th, 2023. Patient was passenger front seat of a motor vehicle accident, period. Pickup truck was hit on... Pickup truck was hit on hit from the back, heavy impact. In landed on its side, he was confused at the scene and hypoxic complains of tailbone pain, period. Hospital course, on repeat examination, a small abrasion over L2, L4 area, period. He complains of some neck pain, period. Multiple trauma patient is obviously concussed. He has amnesia for the event. And complaining of tailbone pain, period. CT of the pelvis was no acute findings. CT of the thorax, no acute fracture or malalignment. CT of the head and CT of the cervical spine. Were negative for acute process as well as x-ray of the chest, period. Discharge plan was in fair condition. The diagnosis was MVA, comma, tailbone pain, comma, and hand numb, period. I should say visit data was MVA, comma, tailbone pain, comma, and hand numb, period. Chief complaint, MVA / MCA, motor vehicle collision, period. Discharge diagnosis is injury to low back, comma, acute cervical myofascial strain, comma, motor vehicle accident, comma, and concussion, period. End of report. Operative report, major hospital, September 12, 2024. Post-op diagnosis is left carpal tunnel syndrome. Procedure is left carpal tunnel release with median nerve block, period. Indication, arm numbness and tingling with pain. Examination history and EMG corroborate the diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome, period. End of report. Major hospital x-ray of the shoulder, January 23rd, 2024. Unremarkable x-rays, period. End of report. Neurology note, July 2nd, 2024, bilateral hand numbness, period. This has been going on for a few months, period. Assessment included bilateral hand numbness, likely carpal tunnel, period. EMG and nerve conduction findings were abnormal study with electrodiagnostic evidence of a moderate right and severe left median neuropathy at the wrist, period. End of report. EMS response December 7th, 2023, dispatched to assist. Complaints of numbness of both hands, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 7th, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, the patient had a 2-centimeter surgical scar involving the left proximal palm due to surgery related to this injury, period. Examination of the skin revealed 2 other unrelated scars, one of the right posterior chest due to prior tube insertion, and one of the right knee due to scoping scars, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable, period. Right shoulder was abnormal with 5% swelling and tenderness, period. There was diminished range of motion with extension diminished by 28 degrees, comma, flexion 12 degrees, comma, internal rotation 14 degrees, comma, and external rotation 18 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right shoulder, period. Also abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 18 degrees, and adduction, ADD, diminished by 10 degrees, period. Examination of the left wrist revealed diminished extension at 22 degrees and flexion at 18 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness, period. Examination of the right wrist revealed flexion diminished by 34 degrees and extension by 32 degrees, period. There was crepitance and 10% swelling of the right wrist, period. The right wrist was tender and boggy, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the bilateral hands and the patient is right hand dominant, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensation was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right shoulder trauma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, left wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and carpal tunnel syndrome, period. This resulted in surgery on September 12, 2024, period. Number 3, right wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and carpal tunnel syndrome, period. This will require future surgery of the right wrist, period. Number 4, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain improved. Next number, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain improved, period. Next number, concussion improved, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the automobile accident of December 7th, 2023, period. new paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanency to both wrists and right shoulder, period. By permanency, I mean that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all three areas as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will require surgery to the right wrist for correction, period. Cost of this surgery would be $75,000 to $100,000 and be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, and surgical expenses, period. This will also include post-op physical therapy, period. Ongoing medications of an over-the-counter nature, both anti-inflammatory and analgesic, would be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the right shoulder will cost approximately $2,500, period. Wrist splint should be considered at a cost of $200 and require replacement every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would be $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.